It's the Live Music Showcase on WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and today we're going to go back to January 2017 and listen to the music of fingerstyle guitar picker Sean Hopper. If you want to look Sean up on Facebook, he spells his name S-H-A-U-N-H-O-P-P-E-R. Sean Hopper on the WMNF Live Music Showcase. Happy to have you back in the studio.
It's always good to be here, man.
Yeah.
I love this station.
What are you going to start off with here?
I was thinking I'd play a little walking bass line, smooth jazz. Cool arrangement by one of my favorite guitar players, Tommy Emmanuel. He took this tune, this standard jazz tune, and he put this cool funk bass line groove on it. And I just thought it was pretty innovative.
So, all right.
Yeah, I'll play that for you. Bass player walking. Let's get a little backbeat in there. Let's get the melody. Here we go.
Does he do it, folks?
How does Tommy Emmanuel do it is the question, because we're all just learning from that guy.
Yeah.
And Django Reinhardt.
Yeah. Great Australian player, Tommy Emmanuel.
Yeah.
I saw him a couple of years ago down at the Straz Center. He was great.
He's unreal.
He's a nice guy, too. He seems like a real decent down-to-earth guy.
Yeah. You know, it took him a while to get where he's at in his career. So he's really, really grateful.
Uh-huh.
So he shakes every hand that comes to the door.
Really?
So
yeah.
I mean, he's been playing like that since 1963 when he was like 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, folks, our guest today on the show, Sean Hopper. Sean's here with a couple of guitars. He's got a really big guitar, and then he's got his normal guitar. Now, that's the same kind of guitar that Tommy Emmanuel plays, the ones you're playing right now.
It's amazing. This is the EBG 808 TE, made in Australia.
Uh-huh.
It's got a great pickup system. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Is there something special about the guitar? Because, I mean, other than that's the one that Tommy plays?
It's the pickup system.
Uh-huh.
The pickup system of this guitar is just phenomenal for live performance. It sounds pretty good in the studio, but it's just so balanced when I do any sort of like harmonic thing, when I do like a little...
Mm-hmm.
Every note just cuts through the mix. It's really clean. And when I do the funk stuff, the walking bass line stuff, you can, like when I do any Chet stuff, you can really hear the bass line. There's the bass, and... Both of them stay very even.
Yeah.
So that's what made this one the winner's circle.
Yeah. So I think the last time you were on the show was maybe 2 years ago, I think.
It was about a year ago, actually.
Okay.
It was back in April of last year.
So what's new since then? What's been happening with you?
I've just, you know, doing my thing. I picked up two more sponsors. Probably the coolest thing is I got this signature model amp that my company, AER, my sponsor, made for me. And it's British Racing Green, and they put my little grasshopper logo on it, because the story with that is I was teased all through elementary school and middle school, and I was called Grasshopper.
Really?
Yeah, because my last name's Hopper, and people are like, oh, your last name, did you pick that?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, I chose my last name. So I decided to take that information, to provide that data to a company, and they were like, hey, we'll make you a custom amp.
It's blended with this really cute little green cube.
And yeah, it's awesome. It's got a monster sound.
This is the Live Music Showcase brought to you by WMNF Tampa. Our mixer, Mark Perfetti, doing it all today. We've got our great camera crew. We've got Marcy and Tom Connors and Richard Stone. Bob Hoke directs the video portion of the show, which you can watch on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/WMNF885FM. And thanks to Richard Stone for putting that together. Let's have another tune.
You got it, man.
While they're calling up to tell us where you were born.
Here's a cool one I learned since the last time I saw you. This is some Motown. Smokey Robinson, to be specific.
One thing about Motown songs is they always have really good bass lines.
Yeah, that's the main reason I learned this tune. James Jamerson and his genius mindset of simplicity. But yet, just captivating. Just a simple bass line that would bring you in, and you play those two notes, and the crowd already, or the audience already knows, oh, that's so-and-so, that's Stand By Me, or that's My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned this one because the bass line is just so signature, and the melody is just captivating. So here we go. This is My Girl by Smokey Robinson. Melody. There you go.
Sean Hopper, our guest on today's Live Music Showcase.
A little Motown groove for you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Play some original music.
Now, tell me, are you tuned to a... You're in a special tuning right now?
I was just in drop D for My Girl.
Okay.
The key of D just lends itself to the open notes.
Which means you tune the big fat string, the E string, down to a D.
Yep. Yeah, I drop it down to D, and it allows that bass line to really ring out where I can still hit the melody. And this next tune will be in standard. This is an original. Let's see here. This one... My tunes tend to have weird titles, and I get picked on for it all the time. But there's a method to the badness.
Sean Hopper's our guest on today's Live Music Showcase, in case you just tuned in.
This one's called, and I know if Paul's listening right now, he already knows where I'm going with this. Chris also. This one's called Flamingo Woven Scorpio. And when I say that, audience is just like, they're like, what? They laugh, and I'm like, I know, I realize that. And then Paul just encourages them to laugh at me further. But so here we go. It's a cool melody. It's one of the catchiest tunes I've written yet. All right, here we go. This one's for you, Paul. I know you're listening and laughing. Flamingo Woven Scorpio. He'll come up with an alternate title and probably post it on y'all's Facebook. you go.
Yeah. What's the name of that again?
What's the three title weird song you have? It's called Flamingo Woven Scorpio. There's a reason for that, but we won't get into it. But yeah, so that's one of the catchiest tunes I've got yet. So.
So when you write a tune, how do you come up with it? Is there an inspiration or something happened or
generally
all of a sudden you're in bed and all of a sudden?
Well, I kind of go off just a visceral impulse in the moment, nervous system response. I know that sounds kind of biological, but your nervous system causes an emotional charge to something, and if you choose to embrace it, you can. By free association, you can allow the expression to come out. And normally with me, it's with music. So I'll generally just find a groove of something that strikes me in the moment, whether it's happy or sad. So in this particular case, that tune was a happier tune, which is why I chose the E major add 9, because that's just as glorious as you can get with the chord.
Play that again.
This is a lovely chord. So if I make it minor, it's spooky. But if I make it major... It's lovely. So I was sitting bedside with someone I cared about very much, and I just got the inspiration for it and started with an intro. And then like 7 months later, the rest of the tune came to me. Mm-hmm. It was, and I collaborated with some people like Chris and Paul both, and we structured the tune out. And that's kind of how I like to do it.
Will this be on the new album you're working on?
Yeah. Yeah. The album should have... gosh, like 14 or 15 tracks. It's a lot of inspiration from the past couple years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mostly originals on the new album?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to stick to it. Actually, all original, because the album's going to be called... Oh, you got somebody. the album's going to be called SH Is Me, which is just as simplistic as it gets. It's my initials. SH Is Me. Sean Hopper Is Me. So, yeah.
Yeah, you want to tell them where you're from?
Adel,
Georgia.
Yep. Adel, Georgia.
Some people pronounce it
Adel, but it's Adel. Adel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my hometown.
Like Albany.
Yeah.
They pronounce stuff different in Georgia.
Yeah.
Anyway, how old were you when you left Adel? You still living up there?
No, I was working in a welding shop until I was about 21.
Really?
Yeah. And I just said, I worked from age 9 to 21. I cropped tobacco, and I worked in welding shops building trailers, and then I went to a bigger welding shop where I would make structural steel buildings. I'd work on these beams and stuff, and I just didn't want to lose my lungs or my hands to all the chemicals and the paint and all the paint
tools.
Dust. So I talked to my boss one day. I said, he was a huge Seminoles fan.
Oh, yeah?
So I went down to Tallahassee to play a gig, and I managed to get an autograph football from Bobby Bowden.
Uh-huh.
I went back to my job, and I said, his name's Dale Daughtry. I said, Daughtry, I'm thinking about, moving on, leaving my job. And he was like, hey, come on now. We need you on the welding line. I said, but as a going away present, I got you this Bobby Bowden Seminole football. And he was just like, you know what? If you ever need a job, you come on back. Like,
it was okay after that, huh?
Yeah, it was so cool.
That's
so
a good story.
I hooked him up.
Is there a website and stuff where they can find out more about you or Facebook, website?
Yeah, SeanHopper.com, Sean Hopper Music. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Sean Hopper Music. I also have a photography Instagram. People want to look that up. It's called Hop Shots. I'm easily found on the internet and YouTube.
Oh, Sean is spelled S-H-A-U-N.
Yep.
That would S-H-A-U-N. Be good to know that. All right, do us another tune.
You got it, man. I'll do another original for you guys.
All right.
This one is a little more aggressive. Again, with another interesting title with a story behind it. Past couple years have been interesting, where I got inspiration to write a song. And anybody who's ever went through this, they'll understand. I actually had a real, true-to-life stalker. Like a real one. I was like, I am going to use this motivation to create the sound of running away from something. And that's where this next tune came from. So, I've been playing this one. And like, after I get done with it, I'm like, that is what it sounds like when you have just like tried to skedaddle from something. And it just keeps finding you like Michael Myers. You know, it's pretty terrifying. But yeah. So this one's called, get ready for this one, The Split Century T-Jackal. Here we go.
like that one.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit intense, but that's pretty much what I went through for the past couple years. I mean, it's like you're looking over your shoulder like, when is this person going to show up at this show, or like cyber stalking? So I was like, I got to get this energy out. So I wrote this melody.
Huh. Yeah, what finally happened?
I don't know. I imagine just from the past, from what I've seen with behaviors and stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm being listened to right now by that person, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Some things just don't go away. So I take it and I channel it into music, because that's just what I have to do as an expressive artist. Mm-hmm. It's what we all do as expressive beings. So
yeah,
I've learned that certain things are out of my control, but things are in my control as far as this.
Yeah. Well, you're a performer. You're a public person.
Plus, it's just a funny story. I love the title, Split Century T-Jackal. It's kind of catchy.
Well, folks, Sean Hopper's our guest on today's Live Music Showcase. He spells that, and you got to know how to spell it to find him on Facebook and other places. S-H-A-U-N, Sean Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R. And this is the WMNF Live Music Showcase you're tuned into here. I'm Bill Dudley. Mark Perfetti is our mixer. He's the man responsible for all the audio on this program, and we're really appreciative to have him. Him and his master fingers on the sliders there. So what's coming up here?
I'll slow it down. I'll do another original. I normally don't play this many original tunes back to back, but since I got this platform and people tend to appreciate melody at this station and your listeners, I figured I'll play some more original stuff. I get a lot of grievances from people after a show, like they love the stuff that I do, like the pyrotechnics of guitar playing, the fancy bass lines and melodies and horn sections and doing all that. But then I'll play like one original, and after the show, like, how come that's the only one you played? Like, I want to hear more. I'd like to hear more of that content. And so I'm trying to like get myself out of that vein of constantly playing cover tunes and gearing more towards playing original stuff. All right. Here we go. It's a slower tune. I wrote this one probably about, I think, back in October, because October is my favorite month. And this one's a little more uplifting. Again, it's in a major key. Let's see here. This one's called, get ready for another strange title. They always have three words in them, too. Hibiscus Heart Seam. So here we go. Enjoy. Thank you.
Real nice.
Thank you. Got a little slower melody there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're never too old to get into music, I think.
No, definitely not. It's a language across the board that speaks to all of us.
Yeah. You know, beautiful. You think you'll be doing music for the rest of your life? You think you'll be staying in the music business?
You know, no one knows. You never know until you're in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you can only hope for it, plan for the best, but you have no choice but to live in the now. I've learned that from listening to a ton of Eckhart Tolle. You can ruminate on the past, or you can stress about the future, but you're never in those moments.
Ruminate or stress.
Yeah. You're still only here, so you might as well just embrace this moment. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope so.
That's your plan.
Yeah. It's a plan, but if something else takes place,
Can I get you to play that big guitar? Are you saving that? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, I'll play the baritone.
Yeah. He's got this big guitar, folks. And it looks like a guitar that was drawn by a person who was inebriated. You see this guitar, the frets are like going in funny directions, and then something happened to the bridge, and the bridge is like at an angle. So what's the story of this thing?
This is a Mark Beneteau baritone guitar. Mark Beneteau makes all the guitars for Don Ross. And Don Ross is, he's pretty much the reason, him and Chet Atkins and Tommy Emmanuel, that I started diving into this style. I should correct that, actually. Bill Brown and Sam Pacetti are the main reasons I even found out what fingerstyle guitar playing is. But Don Ross, his compositions are really what drew me into the style even more, made me want to, inspire me to want to write. And these are the guitars he plays, and when I heard the tone on his records, I was like, what in the world is
now
that
tell
guy
me who,
playing?
Who made this guitar again?
Mark Beneteau.
Okay.
He's up in Canada, and they're all custom-made to order. He's
and
one
now,
luthier.
Now, this is other than the fact that it's sort of scalloped and the frets are going in different directions, this is a baritone guitar. It's tuned down,
baritone,
what, a fifth?
And it's fan fret.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, the bridge is like slanted.
Yeah.
That makes for the lower scale to be longer, so your low-end resonance is tighter. And your high end is shorter.
Okay.
So your intonation is really solid on an instrument like this. Not to mention it has a cool rib rest.
It's got a bellowed top so that when you put your arm over it,
nerve.
It doesn't cut off the circulation as much.
And you got the rib rest right there.
Oh,
and you
cool.
got a sound port. You can have some sound come. They're great for recording. And
so you have this tuned. How do you have this tuned?
It's just a baritone, so it's B standard. It's just like all the chords you play on a guitar from E to E. Are the same. You just play the same shapes and chords. You're just now playing in B standard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're playing a common G chord shape on a baritone, you're actually playing a D.
I'm anxious to hear it.
The pitch is a D.
Play a tune on it.
Yeah. I was thinking, since this one's got the low end resonance to it, it'd be cool to do something with a cool walking bass line. So I thought about Stand By Me.
All right.
By Benny King, because that's such a signature bass line. And I found out that Benny King sold that song for $25.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, wrote it, didn't think it would do anything, sells it for $25, and it becomes a mega hit that later on hip-hop artists will continue to steal.
Have you got your, are you live? You got your switch on there? Oh, yeah.
We're
you
good.
Got it. Okay, good.
Here we go. Stand By Me. Thank you. There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
So baritone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this thing. It's made of padauk. Look at the back and sides on that bad boy.
Padauk. What is that? A kind of wood?
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful tone wood. It's in the mahogany family.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
That's lovely.
Sean Hopper is our guest on today's live music showcase. Sean spells his name S-H-A-U-N. Sean Hopper. And, well, you know, I'll tell you, if we can squeeze in a couple more tunes, that would be my choice.
Yeah.
Unless there's some,
I'll close it out.
Unless there's some important information you want to impart before that.
I just like to play. I got a tune I've just been working on. It's pretty great. I mean, it's a Beatles song, so you can't go wrong with that.
Why don't you do a little medley? We got 4.5 minutes. You might want to.
Okay, let's see here. I'll do a
flow from that run into something else.
I'll see if I can jump. Yeah, I'll try that. Let's do a little. Let's see. I'll do a little sting action. There we go. This is called Fields of Gold. Thank you. I was going to play a tune called Over the Line, and it's got a nice groove to it. It's in standard tuning, surprise.
Wow.
So it's got a nice little blues intro. So hope y'all enjoy this. Here we go. The name of the tune is called Paper Orchid.
Okay.
And the tuning, like if you're actually the, I think the technical musical term, it's like an F9 add 13.
Listening to the exquisite guitar stylings of Sean Hopper, who lives right here in the Tampa Bay area. If you ever have a chance to go see him, go do it. He's fantastic. Hey, stay tuned for the Rhythm Revival with Ronnie and Billy live in the studio coming up right after the NPR News. This is WMNF in Tampa.